हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ वेदसूक्तवर्गः द क्लास् आफ् सूक्तम्स् सो वी स्टार्ट् सीयिङ्ग् द दुर्गा सूक्तम् एण्ड् ऐ एक्स्प्लेन् टु यू द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् द वर्ड् दुर्गा. The basic introduction you have already. The word Durga means the most difficult situation which cannot be overcome at all is also Durga. So she who cannot be easily surmounted is also Durga. So Durga, and here Durga is actually the very total power of Ishvara personified as Durga here. You know that we have seen. So Durga being inseparable power of Ishvara, invoking the grace of Durga is invoking the grace of Ishvara himself. Invoking the grace of the total power of knowing is in fact invoking the grace of the source of the power, Ishvara. Therefore, we have to see here, we have seen, let me repeat the mantras. ॐ जातवेदसे सुनवाम सोममराति यतो निदहाति वेदः स नः पर्षदति दुर्गाणि विश्वानावेव सिन्धुन्दुरितात्यग्निः. एसर् अण्टिल् दिस् दि फस्ट् मन्त्र रिमेम्बर् दिस् ओके वाट् द मीनिङ्ग् यु हव् सीन् या I said last class, when we invoke the grace of Bhagavan Ishvara, we say that we offer this to you. Means we are worshipping you. We're worshipping you means we offer this to you. Therefore, may you protect us, may you bless us. That is the actual prayer. So here, who is Ishvara? Ishvara is the whole. If Bhagavan is the whole, invoking the grace of Bhagavan is as well as invoking the grace of the totality of power, which is the power of Bhagavan. Bhagavan's power. Bhagavat Shaktihi. Ishvara Shakti, Shiva Shaktihi. And here, Bhagavan being the whole, it is not easy to worship the Lord, the whole, which is inclusive of the worshipper, I, worshipper, me. Therefore, we always have altars, symbols, which stand for Ishvara. As it is not possible for us to invoke Ishvara, the whole, invoke the grace of Ishvara, and to worship Ishvara, we need a symbol. We can't directly worship because Ishvara is the being the whole. Ishvara is inclusive of all of us, every one of us. Therefore, any devotee, every devotee who invokes the grace of Ishvara, the whole, is actually, he invokes the He's as an altar through which he worships the Lord. Like that in Vedic period, the altar for Ishvara, one of the many altars for Ishvara is Agnihi, Agnihi, the fire. The very fire principle, the fire element is an ordinary fire, but fire becomes an alambanam, a symbol of Ishvara. So just as we have Krishna's murti, Rama's murti, we have many murtis, many forms of only Bhagavan. So we have different names of different forms. Now all these different names, different forms, different names are worshipped as an altar for Bhagavan. When you worship a small, tiny murti of Ganapati, we are not worshipping the form, we are worshipping Bhagavan, the whole, symbolized by the tiny form. In the same way, in Vedic period, when actual murtis were not there, the original forms were not there. Therefore, they used to invoke the grace of Ishvara, the whole. In a given altar, symbol, like that. Here, Agnihi, Agni Bhagavan, the fire god, fire element, is looked upon as an altar for Bhagavan. So when you praise Agni, you're actually you're praising Bhagavan. Because Agni is only an altar, symbol of Ishvara. Therefore, Om Jatavedase Sunavama Soma Marati Yato Nidahati Vedaha. Okay. So here I have to repeat this today. Jatavedas means one of the names of Agni, fire. But why Agni is given the name Jatavedas? We have to be very careful. Here, as Agni symbolizes Ishvara, the total knowledge, the source of total knowledge. So Agni happens to be an altar for Ishvara. Here we are saying Jatavedase to the Jatavedas. Why the Agni symbolizing the Lord the whole is said to be Jatavedas? But here, Ishvara's name on his Jatavedas. Jatavedaha. Jatavedaha, one of the names of Ishvara. What does it mean? Jataha Vedaha Yasmat. Jataha Vedaha Yasmat. Saha Jatavedas. Jatavedaha. Vedic usage. Jataha Vedaha Yasmat. The one from whom Veda has manifested. Veda has come into existence. The one from whom Veda has come into existence means Ishvara. Ishvara is the source of all knowledge. Ishvara is the only source of all knowledge. The knowledge in its entirety. All manifest knowledge. Therefore, Jatavedas actually, literally, it means fire, but here Jatavedas happens to be an altar, symbol of Ishvara, the whole. Jatavedaha means the only source of all knowledge. Jata Vedaha means the source of all knowledge. The source of all knowledge means omniscient, sarvajnaha. Jataha Vedaha Yasmat Saha Jata Vedaha. So when you say Jata Vedase means to the Lord. Kidrusham, Kidrushaha Ishwaraha, to that Ishwara, the only source of all knowledge. all-knowing Ishvara to omniscient Sarvajna Ishvara. Jatavedase say, Somum Sunavama. With this meaning we have already seen. Somum Sunavama. Sunavama means we squeeze and extract. Sunavama. What do we extract? Somum. Somaha here means the juice Soma Rasaha Eva Soma Shabdena Suchate. We extract. That's Sunavama, it's in place first person. We extract the juice. We squeeze and extract the juice from the Soma creeper. Then again, Aratiyataha Nidahati. Vedaha Nidahati. Again, the word Jata Vedaha. Now the very word Vedaha also, the Bhagavan being the only source of all knowledge including Veda, here Veda also means Ishvara. So me, the all-knowing Sarvajna Ishvara, Aratiyataha Nidahati. I said Nidaha, simple present tense verb, but you had to take it as a prayer. Aratiyataha Nidahati. So Vedaha Aratiyataha Nidahati. We have already seen this last class. So here, all knowing Ishvara destroys enemies. Aratiyataha. So all knowing Ishvara, Sarvajna Ishvara, Nidahati, Aratiyataha, enemies, destroys the enemies. Now, what is the prayer? May the omniscient, all-knowing Ishvara destroy enemies. Saha Agnihi Nava Sindham Ati Iva Durnaha Durita Ati Vishwa. Durgani Parshat. This also I said last class itself. Nava Sindham Iva. Just as we help the ocean with the help of the boat. Just as we cross the ocean with the boat, by the boat, so also may we cross Sarva Vishwa Durgani. Here Durita, Vishwa Durita. What is Durita? Duritam literally means sin. But here Durita means sinful action. Sinful action, wrong action is Durita. Vishwa Durgani. So may we cross, may we overcome all results of all incorrect, wrong actions. Then Vishwa Durgani Parshat. I said Parshat last class itself. Parshat, okay, it's an imperative word. Parshat may destroy, may remove, may destroy all obstacles. Vishwa Durgani. So may Ishvara destroy all obstacles. Vishwa Durgani Parshat. Sindham Nava Iva. Just as we cross the ocean by the boat, so also may we cross all wrong deeds. Thereby, may we destroy all obstacles. So may we get all our obstacles destroyed. So may Ishvara remove all our obstacles. Naha Durita Parshat Durgani Vishwa Durgani Parshat. Then Ati is also there. Ati Parshat. We already seen. We have to go to the next verse.
One minute. Oh.
Yeah?
There's two Atis. There's Parshad Ati and Durita Ati.
Yeah. The Ati means overcoming. Ati implies overcoming. So prefer what it implies overcoming. So having overcome all wrong deeds, may Ishvara destroy all our obstacles. Vishwa Durgani Parshat. Okay, we'll go to the next one. Welcome to today's class. What it? You've already seen. So what is important lesson here? For Agni's name is Jatavedas, Jatavedaha. And Agni happens to be the symbol of Ishvara. So Ishvara is invoked as Jatavedas. Why? Because Jatavedas means the source of all knowledge. The source of all knowledge. The source of Vedic wisdom. Jataha Vedaha yasmat saha Jatavedaha. So, O Agni Bhagavan. Hey, O Lord of Fire. Even if we say, what does it mean? Lord of Fire means a lot of all knowledge, the source of all knowledge. So I take it as Ishvara, not simply as fire element. Okay, next verse. Tam Agnivarnam tapasa jalantim vairochanim karma palejujushtam Durgam Devi Gam Sharana Maham Prapadye Sutara Sitara Senamaha. This is the second mantra. And what's the meaning here? We say Tarase Namaha. I told you already Taras. It's all completely Vedic usage. In conventional language, we don't use such language, such expressions. Taras means Ya tarayati, yaha tarayati, saha taras. Tarayati iti taras. To be frank, taras means the one who helps to cross. Kadakacheiravar, in Tamil we say the one who helps to cross. He is taras. Tarase namaha. So salutations unto Bhagavan Ishvara, who helps us overcome, who helps us cross. Cross what? Who helps us cross the ocean of samsara. That's the mean, implied meaning here. Okay. Then, we say what? Tam agnivarnam tapasa jvalantim vairochanim karma phalesho jushtam Durgam Devigam Sharanamaham Prapadye. So here, first we say Tarase Namaha, salutations unto Ishvara who helps us cross, overcome the ocean of samsara. But here, Sutarasi, I told you Sutarasi. Tarasi with a su is the prefix. Sutarasi. See, Sutta Rasi, actually you cross, that's the meaning. But please make a note. Here's you cross means Sutta Rasi. What should we take is, O Devi, O Lord, help us cross properly. Help us cross. Make us overcome. Help us cross. Sutarasi, may help us cross. Salutations unto you who help us cross, overcome. Before what we say, Aham Sharanam Prapadye. Aham Sharanam Prapadye. I take refuge. Sharanam Prapadye, I take refuge as under to you. Whom? Devim. I take refuge in Devi as under to Devi. Aham Devim Sharanam Prapadye. Kidrushim Devim. The whole verses, rest of the words describe Devi. Kidrushim Devim Aham Sharanam Prapadye. I surrender to Devi. Which sort of Devi here? Devi who is Agnivarna. Agnivarna. She who is Agnivarna means she who is glittering like the fire. She who is of the complexion of the fire. Or you can say she who is shining or glittering like fire. Agnivarna. Tapasa Jwalanti. Tapasa Jwalanti. She who is shining like fire, she who is blazing like fire, tapasa with tapas means penance, sakaranta shabda. Tapasa third case with penance or because of penance. Jwalanti, she who is radiant, she who is brilliant, she was shining like fire, and she who is radiant because of penance, with penance. And Vairochani, I told you already, Virochanaha is Bhagavan. Vairochani, she who's inseparable from Bhagavan. Vairochanim. Can say concept of Lord. She who's inseparable power of the Lord. Vairochani. Why Bhagavan is called Vairochanaha? Virochanaha. See, Vividham Rochate iti Virochanaha. Vividham Rochate iti Virochanaha. Bhagavan is said to be Virochanaha because one who alone appears in very in countless number of forms. Vividham means in manifold forms, manifold ways. Vividham Rochate. Bhagavan who alone appears as variety of forms is Virochanaha. And Devi, the inseparable power of Ishvara, Virochanaha, also appears as many, manifests as countless number of forms. Therefore, she is called a Vairochani. So, Devi, the inseparable power of Ishvara, who alone appears as countless number of forms. So, Vairochani. Then, Karma Phaleshu Jushta. So, all these are adjectives describing Devi. The inseparable power of Ishvara. So whether we invoke, we praise Devi, we whether praise Ishvara, it is one the same. Praising Devi is praising Ishvara because she is insuperable power. And praying to Ishvara and praising Ishvara is praying to Devi also. Therefore, here, Tam Agnivarnam Tapasa Jwalantim Vairochanim, then who is she? Karma Phaleshu Jushtam. Karma Phaleshu Jushta. Karma Phaleshu Jushtam. So Jushta already explained to you. She who is invoked and she who is loved, Jushta. How? Karma Phaleshu. She who ordains. As she was propitiated, she was invoked, she was loved. In all actions and the respective results, karma phaleshu jushta. Durgam Devi. Durga Devi means Mother Goddess Durga. Aham Sharanam Prapadye. So, how simply? Durga Devim Durgam Aham Sharanam Prapadye. Simple kindergarten sentence. Durgam Devim Durgam Aham Sharanam Prapadye. So, I take refuge, I surrender to Devi Durga, the effulgent Goddess Durga. But Kidrishim Devim, which sort of Devi? She who is the complexion of the fire, or she was shining like the fire. And she who is radiant because of her penance. And she who is inseparable power of Ishvara, who appears as countless number of forms. And she who is loved, invoked as a bestower of all results of all actions, as she who is loved in all actions and their respective results. And such Durga Devi, I surrender to. Having said that, O Devi, O Ishvara, Sutarasi. Sutarasi, you cross. No, it doesn't mean you cross here. Here, may you help me cross. May you make me overcome cross. Tarase Namaha. Salutations unto you who make us cross. Make me cross. First, you say, you make us cross the request. Then salutations unto you who make us cross. Devotional samsara. Sutarasi, one sentence here. Tarase Namaha. Salutations unto you who help us overcome the hurdles of life, overcome the ocean of, cross the ocean of samsara. That's the literal meaning. Okay. Tamagnivarnam tapasa jwalantim vairochanim karma phaleshu jushtam durgam devigam sharanamaham prapadye sutarasitarase namaha. So, how Vaidikas take this verse? Earlier we say Ishvara. Now we say Durga, Devi. What does it mean? We have to understand. All that is only Ishvara. That only Bhagavan, only Ishvara alone is glorified as glorified in the form of the female aspect. Bhagavan is worshipped, glorified in the form of female aspect, especially in terms of Durga. And who is Durga here? Durga is the totality of Ishvara Shakti, entirety of the Ishvara's power, omnipotency of Ishvara, personified is Durga. Omnipotency of Ishvara, personified is Durga here. So, Durga itself means what? Dukkam, Gamayati iti Durga. So, she who cannot be easily reached is Durga, and she who enables her devotees overcome all insurmountable difficulties. That is Durga. Which means Ishvara is looked upon as the source of all power, as knowledge. Ishvara is invoked as the only source of all power, omnipotency, as knowledge. And Ishvara is also invoked as the very power. So the very power is also, Bhagavan is invoked as the very power, Shakti, and Bhagavan is also invoked as the source of omnipotency, all knowledge. So Ishvara Shakti is also invoked as Ishvara. Ishvara is also invoked. Shaktimat, Shaktiman Ishvaraha, then Shakti herself. So only Bhagavan is invoked as power, the source of the power, as the very power also. Agnetam parayanavyo asman swasti bhirati durgani vishwa poscha prithvi bahulana urvi bhavatoka yatanaya yashayoho. This is the third mantra now. Again here addressing Bhagavan as Agni. Jatavedase. We said. But now Agni. So here Jatave is a fourth case. But here Agni is vocative case. So Agnihi means fire. Agnihi is also another name of Ishvara. One of the many names of Ishvara is Agnihi. See, the fire element is called Agnihi because Agre Ahutihi Nayati Iti Agnihi. One who carries oblations towards the devatas. Whichever devata, when the fire ritual is performed, when we offer oblations to the fire, the oblations are carried by the fire element to the respective devata. There agre ahutihi nayati iti agnihi. Agre nayati iti agnihi. The one who nayati carries, takes oblations. So carrier of oblations to devatas is agnihi. Agre nayati. He carries further to the devatas. That's the meaning. Bhagavan is also called Agnihi, not really fire element. So here fire element is an altar for Bhagavan. How a tiny small murti is altar for Ishvara the whole, here the fire element is an altar for Ishvara. And Ishvara is also known as Agni. Why? Because Agre Sthitva Nayati Iti Agni. Agre Sthitva Nayati Iti Agni. Agre Nayati. I mean Agre Sthitva Nayati. So Bhagavan is called Agni because remaining as the very truth of everything, one who foreruns, remaining at the very truth of everything, one who leads the whole universe. He is Agni. The word Agni, we heard, O Lord, Hey Ishvara, Hey Bhagavan. Agni means what? O Lord, Hey Bhagavan. O Lord, you who lead the whole universe. Tvam asman navparaya. Tvam asman paraya. I told you already, navyaha. O Lord, the forerunner of everything, like Vinayakaha. Vinayaka means Visheshana Nayati iti Vinayakaha. Agre Nayati iti Agnihi. You're ever, ever youthful, ever fresh, ever young. Tvam Agne Navyaha. Tvam Navyaha, you are ever fresh, ever youthful, ever young. Then Swastibhi, the next word. Tvam Navyaha, first sentence. Then Swastibhi. Swastibhi. Asman Vishwadrugani Ati Paraya. So here Paraya. Paraya means what? Tum Asman Paraya. Asman as. Paraya imperative verb. Paraya means Parayati is a verb is also there. Paraya, may you help us reach the other shore. Param means shore. Paraya, may you help us reach the shore. May you help us go to the other shore. Help us reach the shore. We are sinking in the ocean of samsara. May you help us cross this ocean of samsara. May you help us reach the shore. Paraya. Asman paraya. Hey Agni. O Lord. Hey Bhagavan. The forerunner of everything. May you help us cross and reach the other shore. May help us reach the shore. Asman. Swasti bhihi. So it implies, may help us reach the shore. Means what? May help us overcome across the ocean of all problems of samsara. Help us reach the shore of moksha. Paraya. That's the meaning. Asman, tvam asman paraya agni navyaha. O Lord, you are ever youthful, ever fresh. Tvam asman paraya. स्वस्ति भी दुर्गाणि विश्वा अति. अगेन दिस वर्ड अति कम्स, इट्स नॉट इंडिपेंडेंट वर्ड बट हियर इन वैदिक यूसेज इट गिव्स डिफरेंट मीनिंग. So, when you say, may it help us reach the shore, means what? Vishwa Durgani Ati Paraya. Vishwa Durgani Ati Paraya. O Lord, help us cross or overcome all, Vishwa Durgani means all obstacles, all hurdles. Help us cross all hurdles. And then that way may help us reach the other shore. Vishwa Durgani Ati Asman Tvam Paraya. This is the complete sentence now. Swasti Bhihi. See, Swasti means auspiciousness, Mangalam. Swasti Bhihi means Swasti Vachanehi. That's the meaning. Swasti bhihi means swasti vachanehi. Swasti vachanani means, swasti vachanani means what? The words, the benedictory words. Words of blessing. Words of benedictory words. Swasti bhihi. The words of benedictions. Swasti vachanehi. Swasti bihi is equal to swasti vachanehi. With the words of, with the benedictory words or with the words of benediction, may you bless us. That's implied. With the words of benedictions, may you bless us or may you confer your benedictions on us. So may you help us all overcome or cross all hurdles and obstacles that may help us reach the other shore. This is the meaning. Tvam he agne tvam navyaha tvam swasti bhihi durga vishwa durgani Asman paraya, ati paraya. So with the word, with the words of, with the benedictory words, conferring a grace on us, helping us overcome all difficulties, O Devi, may you make us or help us reach the other shore. That's the meaning. Then Puhu, I told you already this meaning. Puhu. Puhu means city. Puhu. Prithvi. Prithvi literally means land. Urvi. Urvi also means earth. Puhu, Prithvi, Urvi. All these words mean only earth. So Puhu should be taken as the city. And Prithvi means the land, Urvi, the agricultural farmlands, agricultural fields, Urvi, Bahula. Pushcha Prithvi Bahula, Naha Urvi. So Na means Naha there. So, may the place of residence and the land, then Urvi, the agriculture farms, lands, Naha, may all this be there for us. That's the meaning. So Bahula implies may you bless us with abundance of prosperity. How bless us with Puhu. May brushes with Prithvi. May brushes with Urvi. Please do blesses with a spacious residence, lands, also cultivable agricultural lands. That's the meaning. And Tokaya Tanayaya Shayoho Bhava. See, Bhava is Vedic usage, Chandasa Prayogaha. In conventional language, Bhava means bhava. So may you be, bhava means may you be, shayoho. See, shayoho means what? Sham. Sham means prosperity, the auspiciousness. Shayoho. The Shayo itself means the one who brings prosperity and removes the prosperity sister, poverty. Poverty and prosperity in even Veda, they personified as sisters. It's a person as sisters, poverty and prosperity. So, Jeshta, in Sri Sukhtam, Jeshta means what? We say Mudevi Sridevi. Sridevi is Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth. And Mudevi is goddess of property, therefore, sorry, poverty. So, here we say what the prayer is. Shanyohu. Shayoho bhava. Shayoho bhava. O Lord, Yadevi, may you be the one who bestows prosperity and removes poverty. May you be the one who blesses with the prosperity, brings prosperity and removes poverty. Shanyoho bhava bahum tokaya tanayaya. See, tokaha means offspring or progeny. The tanayaha means son. So tanayaya implies for all progeny. And the tokaya for one's offspring, babies. Tokaya tanayaya shayoho bhava. May you be the one who brings auspiciousness and one who brings prosperity and removes poverty for Tokaya tanayaya. So the word tokaha means children. Taneha means son. Tokaya, tanayaya, shayoho bhava may be the one who removes the poverty and brings bless with the prosperity for the offsprings and for all the progeny, for one's progeny. That's the meaning. Tanayaya tokaya shayoho bhava. Shayoho bhava. May you be the one who brings auspiciousness, the one who brings prosperity and removes poverty to one's children. Tokaha says children, to one's children, to one's offspring, one's progeny. So, not only me, even in future, My generations, for all generations to come, the whole family must be enjoying your compassion, enjoying your grace. So, O Lord, may you be the one who brings auspiciousness and removes poverty to our offsprings and our progeny in general. To all my sons and daughters, may you be the bestower of auspiciousness. That's the prayer. Tokaya tanayaya shayoho bhava pruspuhucha prithivi bahula urvi naha. So may you bless us with good city of residence, good amount of lands, and then bahula urvi. Lot of agricultural lands. We bless us with everything. Agne tvam parayanavyo asman swasti bhirati durgani vishwa poscha prithvi bahulana urvi bhavatoka yatanaya yashayoho. So, what a gentle prayer. O Lord, may you help us overcome all difficulties and hurdles and thereby help us reach the other shore with their own words of benediction. And may you bless us with the city of dwelling, the lands and varieties of various prithvi, bahulacha urvi, agricultural lands. May you be the bestower of auspiciousness and more of bestower of prosperity and more of poverty to all our progeny, so offsprings and progeny in general. So not only don't make only me happy, make my children also in future happy. That is the idea. So you have to go to next mantra. Are you all with me? Is it clear? Okay. See, it is not like other regular, in Upan Gita, we have clean language, isn't it? Here we have a lot of supply. Conventional language is different. Okay. Vishwanino, after completing the word meanings, I would explain further. Okay. This is not the complete, it's not complete. Explanation is going to come later. Vishwanino Durga. Jata-veda-sindhunna-nava duritati-parshi Agne-atrivan-manasagrunano-osmakam Bodhya-vita-tanunam Vishwa. This is the fourth mantra. Fourth mantra begins from Vishwani, ends with Tanunam. Vishwanino Durgaha jata veda sindhunna nava duritati parshi Vishwanino Durgaha jata veda sindhunna nava duritati parshi Agne atrivan manasagrinano osmakam bodhya vita tanuna am. There ends the fourth mantra. It's okay. We are seeing the literal meaning. I wanted to get familiar with the words. After that, again, I'll explain. Now, again here, Jataveda. Jataveda. Again, O all knowing Lord, he sarvajna, O source of Vedic wisdom, O Lord, he jata vedaha. See, to other meaning is there. Okay, what the first meaning I gave? Jata vedaha. Vedaha jataha yasmat. Vedaha jataha yasmat. The one from whom Veda, the timeless Veda has come into existence, is Jata Veda. Another was another meaning, the one who knows everything which comes into existence. Jatani Veti iti Jata Veda. Jatam means born. Anything which is born is Jatam. Jatani Veti. The one who knows what anything just come into existence. Jatani Veti iti Jata Veda. Jata means that which has come into existence. Jatani Veti iti Jata Veda. One meaning. Vedaha Jataha Yasmat Saha Jata Veda. So the one from whom the Veda has come into existence, he is said to be Jata Vedaha. And Jatani Veti iti Jata Vedaha. Jata means which has come into existence, which is born. Jatani Veti means Tondre Vehale Arihindravan. The one who knows anything which comes into existence is Jata Vedaha. How to explain? Jatani Veti iti Jata Vedaha. So here Bhagavan's addressed as He Jata Vedaha. O omniscient Lord, O Lord, the source of all knowledge. Then we say Naha Vishwani, Durita Vishwani. Durgaha Naha Durita Vishwani. Naha means our. Durita Vishwani means all. All Duritani, sins, Papani, blemishes. Sindhum nava iva. Naha Durga Vishwani Durga Durga Durgaha. See here, Durgaha means remover of obstacles. One who drives away obstacles. One who removes hurdles is Durgaha. O Jata Vedas, the knower of everything that comes into existence, may you remove all obstacles. And you are the only remover of all obstacles. Durgaha. Vishwani Durita Naha Sindhum Nava Iva Atiparshi. Sindhum Nava Iva. Sindhu means ocean. Sindhum Nava Iva. Just as we cross the ocean, so may you help us cross the ocean of hurdles. Vishwani means all hurdles. Vishwani Durgaha. Vishwani Durita Atiparshi. Just as we crossed the ocean with the help of a boat, O Lord, may you help us cross the ocean of samsara, the ocean of all obstacles. That way may you protect us. Atiparshi. Varshi means may you protect us. We protect. Agni Atrivat. So here Jatavedaha Durgaha. He Jatavedaha Durgaha. O Lord, the remover of all obstacles. Naha Vishwani Durita Sindham Nava Iva Atiparshi. So may you overcome all sins, all blemishes. Help us cross the ocean of samsara, simple and many. Like the boat which help us cross. May you help us cross. Means you are like a boat with the help of whom we can cross the ocean of samsara. So, Parshi, it means what? May you Pahi, may you protect us. Agni Atrivat. Atrihi is the name of a sage. So many great sages. So Atri is one of the great sages. So Atrivat. Like this sage Atri. There is many important sages, rishis. And he mentions the name of Atri. Atri Maharshi. Atrivat. Like the great sage Atri. Atrivat means like the great sage Atri. Manasa Gnanaha. Manasa Gnanaha. Grinanaha, grinat. See, not grinanaha, grinat. Grinanaha means reciting. Manasa grinanaha, reciting mentally. Manasa grinanaha. So reciting or chanting mentally. Atrivat, like the sage Atri. Manasagnanaha. So reciting mentally, reciting with the mind. Asmakam tanunam avita bodhi. Bodhya vita. If you break it, bodhi avita. Bodhya vita, break it, bodhi avita. So bodhi. Bodhi means what? May you. So bodhi. Means we tell Bhagavan, O Lord, may you be conscious. May you be alert. Bodhi. May you know. May you know means may you be alert. Bhagavan should be alert. For what? Avita. Avita means avati iti avita. Avitru shabdha. Rikarantaha pullinga avitru shabdha. Avati iti avita. Yaha avati saha avita. Means protector. Yaha avati saha avita. The one who protects is protector. So, here, it said, அத்ரிவத் மனசாக நானஹா லைக் த சேஜ் அத்ரி ரிசைட்டிங் தி மந்த்ரா மென்டலி அஸ்மாக்கம் தனூனா அவிதா போதி. May you be the protector of our bodies. Tanuhu means body. Tanunam avita. Tanunam avita. Protector, may you be the protector of our bodies. So bodhi. Asmakam tanunam avita. So bodhi means what? O sage, may you be sharp and steady. May you be ready. May you be. May you be alert that may you protect us from all அக்னி அத்ரிவத் மனசாக நானஹ ஸ்மஹா தட்ஸ் தி மீன் லைக் சேஜ் அத்ரி வி ஆர் ஆல்வேஸ் ரிசைட்டிங் வி ஆல்வேஸ் ரிசைட் மென்டலி Or is it the mantras in praise of you? Therefore, may you be alert, may you be ready for protecting our bodies. May you be a protector of our bodies. Tanunam avita bhava. Bhava is implied. E jataviraha durgaha. விஷ்வாணி துரிதா சிந்தும் நாவா இவ பர்ஷி அக்னி அத்ரிவத் மனசாக நானஹா அஸ்மாக்கம் தனூனாம் அவிதா போதி. Like the great sage Atri, I would recite constantly the mantras in praise of you in my mind. O Lord, may you be firm, alert. In protecting our bodies. Asmakam tanunam avita bhava. Asmakam tanunam avita bhava. We can all stop now. We will meet again tomorrow. For this class. Suktam class we'll do again tomorrow. Okay.
Swamiji.
Yeah.
Ati, does it, what meeting should we take here? Ati Parshi.
Yeah. See, Ati means having helped us come out, may you protect us. Ati means having helped us come out, having taken out of. So tomorrow what I'll do, I've only given the literal meanings. I'll explain this and then I had to explain this a little bit. Where the words are not like conventional language, isn't it? So, because in our path of dharma, in our commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, moksha, may you, O Devi, may you, O Lord, may you remove all obstacles, all sins, that we may remove all obstacles. But it is papa karma which comes as a obstacle. So may you remove all our papams, thereby remove all our obstacles. So just as we cross the ocean with the boat, a ship, and so you are one who help us cross the ocean like the ship. So the sage Atri was chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting, chanting all the time Bhagavan's mantras. So his mind was in repeatedly uttering Bhagavan Nama. So like the sage Atri, Manasagnanaha, reciting the mantra mentally, we earn your grace. That's the meaning. Reciting mantra mentally always, we earn Bhagavan's grace. There will be, O Lord, Asmakam Tanunam Avita Bhava. It's understood, implied here. May you become the protector of our bodies.
Swamini, can I ask?
Yeah.
I can't see the relationship between the sage Atri's reciting the mantras mentally and asking for the protection.
See, what this is, the Veda mantras are complete. We have to understand here. I recite continuously like Atri. Atri recited, so I also recite like Atri. So may I have your grace that may I be protected. May you protect us. That's the meaning. Hey Agni, O Lord, Atrivat, like the Atri Maharshi, Manasagnanaha, constantly reciting mentally. We seek your grace. That's implied. So that is not complete here. Asmakam tanunam avita bhava bodhi. Bodhi means may you be always ready, alert. That way may you be the protector of our bodies. Asmakam tanunam avita bhava. Be the protector of our bodies. May help us cross. So, like Atri recited, like Atri, we also recite. So, reciting continuously the focused tension, like Atri, we seek your grace that Asmakam Tanunam Avita Bhava. May you become the protector of our bodies. The word Vishwani means all.
Yeah, besides.
Okay, tomorrow we'll see again. Okay? Tomorrow we'll continue with this. This is not a conventional language, completely Vedic usage. We can't complete sentences. So, we have to supply the words also to get the complete sense. So now we know the literal meaning. After complete literal meanings, I'm going to explain to you what exactly is conveyed in Durga Suktam. So, all right? Yeah. Tomorrow we'll see. Tomorrow we'll continue. Om. Actually, there's only. Totally, we have seven mantras. And the eighth mantra is Gayatri, Devi Gayatri. Katyayanaya, that is a Gayatri. It's eighth mantra. So I'll explain to you tomorrow. Om. Pur पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। हरिः ॐ तत्सत्। श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ।